Assalamualaikum, everyone. Welcome to 5 Fast Minutes with American Muslim Community Foundation. Today we have a special guest, Matthew Mendrink from Give Light Foundation. Welcome, Matthew, and he's a board member. So, Matthew, tell us where you're located.
Hello, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and Ramadan Mubarak. I am located in Los Altos, California.
Wonderful. If you had 2 minutes to talk about Give Light Foundation, what would you say?
I would say that Give Light is a humanitarian organization which responds to crisis within the world, especially focusing on orphans who are at the most vulnerable. So after a flood, earthquakes, famine, and things along those lines. And we aim to create an environment where somebody can grow up feeling normal and loved. And so going beyond the basics of food, water, and shelter, we try to create that sense of family within the orphans, within the world as well.
Beautiful. And I've seen Give Light Foundation grow exponentially over the years and just open up so many different houses in multiple countries and everything like that. So it's really fantastic to see the work being done. What pulled you in as a board member?
So after the 2014 Indonesian tsunami, I went to the mosque and asked if there's anybody who was Indonesian who I could help. And people pointed out to Dian Alian, who was our founder. She lost 40 members of her family. And when I tried to give her money, said, I don't need your money. I need your time and I need your help. So we gathered to figure out what was going on and what we could do about it on a weekend. And we decided that creating a home for the orphans who were impacted would be our best foot forward. And from that moment on, I've been a founding board member and just tied to the impact of orphans.
Well, I mean, Deanne is such a wonderful person and so grateful for her leadership in the community, and really happy to see that she has a fantastic team with her as well. If you had 1 minute to thank a donor, what would you like to tell them?
Oh, I'd like to show them the stories of our orphans. I mean, you see some of these people who were impacted in 2014, and they are graduating college. They are giving back to the orphanages. They have a fulfillment and a life and a happiness and a joy that was due to the actions of these donors. And so there was a direct, real impact on these children, and that is the most meaningful.
That's wonderful. If you had a minute or less to talk about American Muslim Community Foundation, what would you like to say?
I'd say that, you know, right now there's a tyranny of choice, and we know that's a very stressful thing. And finding out who's an authority who can validate, who can really research an organization to give you a sense of confidence is critical in the world. And so I would say that this organization goes above and beyond making sure that people have context, and it's a context with authority. And that's a real gift for philanthropists.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, in the last few minutes, we can slow down a little bit. And, you know, we always like to ask people what their three favorite nonprofit organizations are. So with about a minute and a half left, what would you like to say, aside from Give Light Foundation, obviously being your favorite?
Right. That's clearly up there. Life Organization and Islamic Relief are two others that I really appreciate and I donate to myself. And another one is not in the helping from the life perspective, but for the intellectual perspective. Diane Claremont is another organization I'm aware of, and I'm biased, which is if I really like an organization, I tend to join and try to make a more significant impact. So Bayan Claremont is the first graduate Islamic university in the United States. Totally. And so that one's another one that I find very compelling.
Well, we hope you like AMCF and will support us with your time and energy as well. And there's so many more nonprofit organizations that you can learn about in our nonprofit directory online. Matthew, thank you so much for your support, for all the work that you do at Give Light. We have 30 extra seconds left. What would you like to share?
I would love to just point out just the story of Deanne and encourage people to look into her history and her past. Yeah. I think one of the things that just differentiates is seeing a woman at the helm who's also a mother who has such a personalized story. And you can see that when it's led this way with somebody with that mix of professionalism and personal attachment, you see a different kind of impact. And I think that that's a compelling thing for people really to dig into.
That's amazing. And truly, she is an amazing leader. So thank you, Matthew, so much. and we're looking forward to learning more.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome.